Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Ah, yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. As always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started or it's just winding down or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me, and I am glad for that. And I am grateful I have no desire to drink today. And I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee here from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is delicious. I am sick. I am still sick. And it's just starting to seem like God's out to get me. I mean, God's punishing me, and it's not fair. I'm just kidding. It's a pretty incredible problem to have, the flu. Anyways, my spirits are great. And I am happy to be here. I feel a little better than I did before. I was just thinking this morning. I was thinking about why I have the peace that I do have and where it came from. And what keeps it there? And how can I share this? How can I share this? I am nothing special at all. I am one ding ding ringing his bell. I'm having a really beautiful experience in Alcoholics Anonymous. I am not an expert. I am not a guru. I fuck things up constantly. I'm learning. I'm growing. My effort is sincere, but I make mistakes all the time. All that being said, I am at peace almost all of the time. And why am I at peace almost all the time? And I was just thinking about it this morning, and it's kind of simple in a way. And it's what the steps have done for me. And it's what an application of step three continues to do for me. To the best of my ability, it's what my focus has done for me. My focus being just, God, help me demonstrate your will. Period. The end. That's it. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. There's nothing like, God, help me demonstrate your will and help this happen or that happen or this unfold this way or that happen this way or this person do this. There's none of that in me anymore. And whenever it is in there, it's very short-lived. It's a mirage. It evaporates quickly. It's just nothing. My focus is, God, help me demonstrate you. And there's no and also. There's no help me demonstrate. You know, there's no, let me pray for knowledge of your will for me and the power to carry that out and for this to happen and for that to happen and this person to be here. There is none of that. None. None. That's why I have so much peace. Because I don't need to know the future. I don't need to know what's going to happen, who's going to do what, how this is going to go. It doesn't matter? I mean, it doesn't. I should say it doesn't matter in terms of my obligation to God and my responsibility day to day and moment to moment. It doesn't matter. My job is to pray for knowledge of God's will for me and the power to carry that out. Be present for people around me. So I can be helpful to everybody around me. Not just alcoholics. Most of the people around me are not alcoholics. And like I said, I have moments where I have those things. They're moments, but they're moments. They're short. I can get rid of that pretty quickly now. The notion that anything has to go a certain way. It swells up in me at times, but it's not the regular mental weather. My default location now is I don't know and I don't need to know. I work for God as best I can. I will not square my debt in my entire lifetime for the amount of grace that I've received by my ability to stay sober, by, the compassion from the universe for the mistakes that I've made and make. And it's not that I don't have wishes. I have wishes. I have desires. I have dreams that matter deeply to me. I have things I want badly in my life. But also, it's just true that what I want is God's will. What I want is to do God's will. That's what I want. I am sure God wants me to be happy, joyous, and free. I am sure God does not want me to deliberately manufacture misery. I am sure God does not want me to relapse. I am sure God does not want me to take other people's inventories. I'm sure God does not want me to worry. I'm sure God wants me to be my full self. I'm sure God wants me to grow. I'm sure God wants me to get out of the way of his light. Now, I could be wrong about all of it. I don't know. I'm not God. I don't claim to understand God. I do not know. Those are the beliefs I have at this time in my life, based on my experience on the inside. So I make plans. I do my best to obey the laws of the material world and live as responsibly and intelligently as I can, making my plans for the future and my goals for the future. And I do all that. But as I've said out here many times, I do it all with a pencil and I have an eraser standing by. I just I don't know what the future holds. And I don't have to know. I feel morally obligated to do my best to live a certain way, to the best of my ability right now. And that's it. I feel morally obligated to pray for knowledge of God's will for me and the power to carry that out, no matter what it is. So part of the reason I have so much peace is because of this. Because my understanding of the big book is that the plot is to get unblocked from a power greater than myself that is going to restore me to sanity and allow me to be useful to others. The plot is not for me to look at myself and look at myself and look at myself and look at myself and analyze myself and contemplate myself and endlessly to the point where I'm just more selfish than I ever was, which I used to do. It took me a long time to stop taking my emotional temperature every 10 seconds. Just exhausting. It just caused me to be less present, more selfish. But just by not trusting fear, just by focusing on love to the best of my ability, I'm able to generally be present. When I'm present, I don't need to know. And when I'm present, I want to be. When I'm present, I feel my understanding of God. I think such a big reason that I have the peace that I have is that I'm not trying to control people. I sincerely, in my heart of hearts, want people to follow their own conscience. I sincerely want that. Deeply. More than I want anything specific to happen in my life, I want that for people. I don't feel like I need to teach anybody or I don't feel like the world would struggle without my being here. It doesn't. My two cents the world will be fine without my two cents. Am I making any sense? Speaking of sense. Done. Is this thing on? I have such a sick, that foggy, sick head that I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I think I have to be done. I think I have to cut this short right now and be done. I think that's it. I think I'm going to stop. I'm not even cutting it short at all. Just a regular size podcast. Oh. And that's it. That's it. All right. I'm going to give a shout out to Mallory and Wes and Ross. I'm going to give a shout out to Laura and Katie and Emma. I'm going to give a shout out to Matt and to Dr. Wu. A special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave, and if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. I'm gonna go work on my podcast. I just sit in front of a microphone in a loincloth and just let you feel the energy. Shut up. All right, I'm gonna leave. Sorry. All right, I'm out. I do not know why my life was saved, but I'm gonna go try to live life that's worth saving.